Welcome to the Midland Let It Roll album release special. Hey there, I'm Becca, and we are going to be talking to Midland about all the songs on their brand new album, which has been 2 years in the making. I know everybody anticipating it, their debut album, On the Rocks. It was critically acclaimed, named the album of the year by the Washington Post, so I cannot wait for you to hear this entire album and hear what the guys have to say about the project. And the very first song on the album is actually the title track, Let It Roll. And you know, guys, I was looking over some of the titles of songs on the album, and there were a few that probably could have done. So what was it about Let It Roll that made you want to make this the title track for the entire project?
Well, I think Let It Roll just really tells you the spirit of how we approached the album, and it's a song that was written before the album was conceived in its entirety. You know, when you're like going for a painting or you're gonna write a book, you have to have the idea conceptually in your mind. And because that was something that already existed, it seemed like an organic starting place, Let It Roll, thematically. And we also had a song called Roll Away already going into the writing session. So it kind of made sense to start it with Let It Roll as the first song, the title track of the album, and then end it with Roll Away.
Well, and I was curious, did you have that song first and then the rest of the album just kind of fell in place behind it? Because, you know, I was looking at all the copyrights on the album. Obviously, all the songs say 2019, but that's not to say that maybe you didn't have these in your archives or maybe sitting in a notebook somewhere. So is this a mix of old and new songs on this album?
We've had a large catalog of songs that are dating back to the Sonic Ranch sessions, which is the first time the three of us got together to record demos, which was 2014. So 5 years ago. This summer. And there's songs that we maybe didn't know how to approach back then that we've been playing in our live set for a long time. You know, songs like 14 Gears, Getting the Feel, those have been around for a long time. And some of the stuff was new and written while we've been on the road touring on the rocks. We haven't stopped touring and moving basically for the last 3 years. So it's an amalgamation of all the songs, but there's a linear thread that ties through. The themes that are running through there are about being on the road, perhaps the strains that puts on various relationships, and you're going to hear a lot of that.
So Jess, Let It Roll is actually one of two songs that you wrote entirely by yourself on this album. And when I was digging into the lyrics, I mean, it's a pretty sexy song. So tell me about Let It Roll and what was going on when you were writing that song. Were you away from home, missing your wife, or what was going on?
Well,
he'd had a bunch of white wine, and he's feeling very randy.
I mean, all right, so sex and rock and roll or country or whatever, music, they go hand in hand, you know. And how do you talk about those feelings in a way that's new? You know, that's like probably one of the biggest challenges in songwriting. So I don't attempt it a lot, because it's easy to fall into like tropes that you've heard a million times, but I guess that was an attempt in putting that kind of excitement, sexual excitement, into a song. And it came together in the course of one evening, actually relatively quickly. But it's a fun song to play because it has a lot of different parts in it. So as a live song to play, it keeps you interested the whole way through.
Okay, well, with all of that in mind, I say we go ahead and play it. This is the title track off Midland's brand new album. It's called Let It Roll on Big Machine Radio.